welcome to another special edition of the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. Here in the month of July, we are focused on stories. Stories of people who are living out their faith in ways that impact others for Christ. Each of these stories is unique, yet a common thread runs between all of them. And that is these people deeply love Jesus and want to share his love with others. In this episode, I am joined by three amazing women. Christy Wages, Christy Sherman, and Julie Watkins are here to talk about infant and pregnancy loss because they experienced it firsthand. Yet these three remarkable women are allowing God to take all the pain that they've experienced and redeem it as they reach out to other women to help them process and heal from their own losses through an organization called Hope Mommies. I do want to warn you that this is a heavy episode, but these women have such tremendous faith. I believe you will be inspired by them and the hope they have in Jesus. All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. We are doing something special in the month of July. Every week, we are telling stories of people who are living out their faith on the journey with Christ and hoping to impact others, help them find Jesus in the midst of their own stories. So I am excited to have three women with me who are representing Hope Mommies, which is an organization we'll talk about in just a minute. I want to introduce Christy Wages. She is, now Christy, tell me your official title.
Well, my official title currently is interim chapter president. I have served as chapter president for the Dallas chapter of Hope Mommies for almost 3 years, from 2018 to 2021. So right now I'm stepping back in as we help, kind of our chapter has grown, and I'm just kind of help facilitate the next set of leaders, essentially.
That's great. Thanks. And then Julie Watkins, you are joining us.
I'm new with Hope Mommies by way of my sweet friend, Christy Sherman, who introduced me to it.
So Julie, you're kind of representing the new perspective on this.
Right. I'm a Hope Mommy. So yeah.
Yes. And we'll hear a little bit more of your story in just a minute. And then Christy Sherman. Now, Christy, you're on staff with me at Christ Fellowship. You are in our children's department, but you do a whole lot to help out with women's ministry as well. And you have a real heart for this organization as well. So you're the one who brought Christy, other Christy, to our attention, right?
Correct. Yes.
Well, I'm so glad you guys are here. But I think probably the first thing we want to do is clarify what Hope Mommies is and help people understand what it is, who is it for, what does this organization do? So Christy Wages, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Awesome. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it. So Hope Mommies is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We were founded in the mid-teens of 20s, basically around 2015, Hope Mommies was initially founded. Our founder is Erin Cushman, and after she lost her daughter, Gwendolyn, shortly after she was born in 2010, she was so touched and blessed by their community of faith that surrounded them and helped support them as they grieved the loss of their daughter, Gwendolyn, and so she just felt led to create something that would be a resource and a source of support for other women and families who'd experienced infant loss.
What? So it's a national organization, I take it, because you said you're chapter president.
Yes, actually, we're an international organization at this point. We do have moms who are involved in our online community from Canada, Mexico, Australia. We even have some moms here in Africa. So we're a little international at this point, but we are more, we have more of a presence here, mostly in the United States.
So tell me a little bit about what this organization does. So obviously it's a place of support for women who have lost children. Right. But so, how does that support manifest itself? What do you guys do?
Just to elaborate a little bit on who it's for. So it's for moms mostly, but for moms and families who have experienced miscarriage, stillbirth, and or infant loss up to the age of two. And our mission and goal is to bring comfort and encouragement and companionship and hope to those moms and families as they walk this side of eternity without their children, essentially. And so the way our organization does that, what we call kind of our initial connection point or the hope boxes that we make. So for me, how I found out about Hope Mommies is I got my hope box in the hospital when I delivered my son stillborn in September of 2016. And inside a hope our hope boxes is a Bible, a journal, a Bible study that was written by our founder, Aaron Cushman, some comfort items, a brochure about Hope Mommies, and a couple other odds and ends just to, you know, kind of, and there's a handwritten note from a current Hope Mom, someone who's already gone through a loss, in that box for that mom. And so, like I said, that's what I call our initial connection point, and how most moms who are Hope Mommies found out about us is by getting a Hope Box either from a friend, their church, or from a hospital where they delivered.
Oh, that's great. You know, it may be kind of obvious, but not necessarily. Why is that needed? Why do those hope boxes are so meaningful? And maybe Christy, you could chime in too. Did you get a hope box? Is that how you found out about this too?
Yes, I actually received my first hope box in 2014 when I lost my son, Isaiah. And I had a friend that was already a Hope Mommy. So she had delivered it to my house, and that's how I received my first one. So that was a support system right there. As I was in MOPS at the time, and
which
so
is Mothers of Preschoolers. So people who don't know,
Mothers of Preschoolers. So at the time, I was in that organization, and she had dropped off a box for me, and that was very helpful. And then I had another loss in 2017. And another one in 2019. And I received a hope box each time. One was from the hospital in Chicago, and another was in the hospital here in McKinney Baker Hospital.
Wow. Okay. And so, Julie, what about you?
Oh, my journey's a little different here. Of course, I've known Christy Sherman, who's a dear friend, for many years. We've been members of Christ Fellowship since 2001. And in April of 2001, at 8 months, I lost our daughter when I was pregnant and went into the hospital. The doctors treated it as if it was just a normal day, and they sent us home. Yeah. And back at that time, it wasn't talked about. And over the course of time, if it were not for my Jesus walking side by side with me, to wake up every day to, on how do you move forward through such a loss? Had it not been, for key verses and Jesus being there and holding my husband and I don't know where we would be. But if I come fast forward, this year was my daughter's 23rd Heaven's Day that we celebrate. And Christy had talked to me about Hope Mommies for many years, but it didn't sink in. And on my daughter's 23rd birthday, or going into heaven on that day, Christy brought me my Hope Box.
Aww.
And just to have that as an older mom, to have and to receive that, and to go through and read it, even all of these years later, that pain of loss and the emotion is still there.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks after that, I had the privilege to go to a box party where we are making those boxes and praying over every piece that is in there, knowing that there's going to be a mom just like us that's going to experience loss, and she needs to know she's not alone, and that there are other Christian women that are right there. And for me, that box gathering was the first time in 23 years that I was able to sit in a room full of other women who exactly knew my loss.
Yeah.
They knew the pain, and it was okay to talk about my daughter, Emma Grace, and to see her name in writing. And we had name tags, and on our name tags, we wrote that we're a Hope Mommy and our Hope Baby's name. That was the first time, and I have two boys. I can't tell you how many sporting events and scouting events I've been to with my boys. And it's, hi, I'm Julie, and I'm Noah's mom or Luke's mom. This was the first time I got to introduce myself as Emma's mom. And it, I can't tell you how my heart sang to have that freedom to not feel that anybody was going to judge me for talking about my daughter. There was not going to be any judgment, just to open arms of other women talking. And we praised, we were singing worship songs and we were praying together. And I just cannot tell you how much healing there was. And women that are my age and have had loss like I have so long ago, there is hope. There is groups of women that are there to embrace you just like they did for me. And it was comfort. And I, poor Christy and Christy have had to listen to me talk about it so much since then, but I never dreamed that I would have the opportunity or be in a group where it was okay to talk about my daughter.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for sharing that, Julie. There's so much there that is worth expounding on. First of all, when someone receives a box in the hospital and the pain is still raw, and like something like Christy, both Christy's, you guys experienced, I'm sure that box just meant the world to you to know that you're not alone as you walk through this journey. But Julie, I love that you came to find this support, but even though it was much later. And I think that's something we don't acknowledge enough as a culture, is like you said, the doctors treated this as, you know, just a miscarriage, you know, and you went on to have two children after, is that right?
I have a son who was 18 months old when we lost Emma. Okay. And then I have my son, Luke, who we had 3 years later.
Okay. And so a lot of people would say, you're fine, you've got other kids, as if the one you lost is insignificant to you and didn't hurt your heart deeply.
Yeah.
And so I love that you found a community that can help you acknowledge that and work through it even all these years later.
Absolutely. And I've had dear friends and family members who have also experienced loss, and people say, well, just get over it and get past. There is no getting past. You learn to live with it, and you learn each day you wake up and you put your foot in front of the other. Just purely by the grace of Jesus carrying me was the only way that I could learn to go on and pick up with that. But that loss has never left me. Yeah. And one other thing, and Christy wages the at the end of the box gathering, is here are hundreds of boxes that these moms who have also experienced loss have packed with care and prayed over them. And we are standing there laying hands on boxes, praying for the mommies who are going to receive them. And the words continue just to echo through my soul of how Christy prayed at the end, that when our time comes, after hearing Jesus say, well done, good and faithful servant, and then to hear, hello, mommy, from the sweetest voice we've never heard.
That's so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Julie. Christy, I want to talk to you first, Christy Sherman, because you endured this three times.
Yeah. The first one, I would absolutely say was, I mean, they've all been super hard. As you mentioned, loss is loss. I mean, doesn't matter if you lose them at 3 weeks or eight months or a year and a half when they're here on earth with you. My first one, I was only 13 weeks pregnant at the time. But it was completely unexpected. We had went to a normal doctor's appointment, and I was by myself, and they said there was no heartbeat. And they, you know, quickly walked me out the backside of the doctor's office, so I didn't have to go in front of anybody else, and pushed me along. And I got home and I just wept and wept and had to call my husband as he was at work to let him know, hey, you know, our baby's gone. There's no heartbeat. And to have to tell our three kids that we already had, that they're no longer going to have a brother or sister.
Yeah.
So that was tough. And then we had to make the decision to go to the hospital and deliver our first child, first loss, which was Isaiah James. And honestly, I didn't know anybody at that time that had lost a child. So it was very hard to deal with. openly yeah. because I didn't know who to talk to, who to turn to. It was one of those like, and it was hard because we were trying to be strong for our children and I was trying yeah. to be strong for my husband. He was trying to be strong for me. So we really didn't talk a lot about it or deal with it much as a family.
Yeah.
You know, we dealt with it on our own, but not together. But again, through God's mercy and grace, he blessed us with our rainbow baby. Owen was born actually in December of 2014. So the same year. So I lost okay. in February and was able to deliver Owen in December of the same year. And that was a huge blessing. I had never lost. So when I went to the doctor and said, I don't know what's going on, but my body's not back to normal. Mm-hmm. But you're 3.5 months pregnant.
Oh, wow. So, and that's so, I mean, the joy in the midst of the loss, I mean, your emotions are just like ricocheting all over the place. That must have been so challenging to know how to feel.
It was very challenging. And there's a lot of women that go through when they get pregnant quickly after a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spoken to many of the women that I know that have lost. Just, am I supposed to be joyous? Am I right. supposed to, am I going to lose again? Do yeah, I want to get
the fear? Wow.
So there's all of that. Like, should I get attached? You know, I felt very blessed that I was already past that first trimester when I found out I was pregnant, and it ended mm-hmm. up being a pregnancy and a happy, healthy baby. And was born, like I said, December of that same year. And so, once we had Owen, then I thought, well, he needs a playmate. He's way younger than the other siblings and he needs another friend. And so we did get pregnant again in 2017. And I ended up losing at 18 weeks. And it was another boy. And that one, Clay Matthew. And that one was, again, a completely different scenario. I was visiting family in Illinois. And we were actually at Six Flags Great America, and with all of my mom and my dad and my nieces and nephews, and there was probably a good 20 of us there, and they all got off a ride and I stood up and my water broke. Mm-hmm. And I was to the hospital, and my husband was not with me. My husband was still in Dallas.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, I get to the hospital and I call him and I say, my water broke and you need to get here. And so again, by the time he got to the hospital, I had already delivered. And so again, that was a tough one because he missed the entire delivery. He was not there. Not that it wasn't his choice, but he missed that process. And
right.
so he felt disconnected. He didn't, you know, my mom was there with me. And the next day was my husband's birthday.
Yeah.
Once we left the hospital, we went to his parents' house to celebrate his birthday and just really spend some time together. But because he felt disconnected, because he felt he wasn't there for all of it, he decided to fly back to Dallas 2 days later and leave me and the kids in Illinois. And I knew at that time that was his way to really process that he needed time away to process and deal with it. But at the same time, it was very hard that he chose to leave me with three kids.
And your body's still recovering and yeah.
Yeah. So I was, you know, suffering with just pains and just my body changing and having the kids were supposed to be on vacation that week. So trying to both entertain and give them fun, but at the same time grieving a loss of a child that I just lost and my husband. But he came back. I mean, he obviously came back a couple of days later to pick me and the kids up and drive back with us. And we talked about it. And again, it was his way. He needed time away to think and to process because we weren't able to be together when it all happened.
Yeah.
And so, again, each process is different. And then we did get pregnant again in 2019. And I was 24 weeks this time when I lost our cruise. And same thing, we actually went to the doctor on a Friday and they said, everything is great. like heartbeat is super strong. Doctors did everything they could to prevent a loss this time. Everything was good on a Friday. And we scheduled a 3D ultrasound on my husband's birthday on Monday morning. And we went to go to the 3D ultrasound. And when they were doing it, they said there was no heartbeat.
Wow.
So again, we grieved heavily together and as a family that time. We really talked a lot about all three of the boys, and he was by my side. It was his birthday. We found out it was the loss was on his birthday, or when we found out, and we delivered the next day. So on the 18th of June, we delivered our third loss. And so each one is different, but the pain doesn't go away.
Yeah.
And just having the opportunity to discuss it with your family is very important. That not sweeping it under the rug, not saying, oh, well, luckily we have a rainbow baby.
Yeah. Like kids are replaceable or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so our family celebrates all three of them. We make sure when it's their heavenly birthdays that we sing happy birthday to them. Sometimes we'll release balloons or we'll write letters to the boys. We find ways to definitely celebrate them now. My husband and I are able to, you know, now process and deal with it together.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, this is called Hope Mommies for a reason. And that's because the organization and you guys as a support system for one another want to offer hope to other women going through this. And so, Christy Wages, I want to take it back to you and tell us anything you want to tell us from your own journey through this and how you got involved in the organization, how you went from being a Hope Mommy to then saying, I want to, you know, be part of this organization. And then tell us a little bit about how you feel like you give hope to mommies who have lost.
Thank you, Lisa. So for me, I have three living children, three teenage daughters. And when they were 7 and 4, we found out we were expecting again, very unexpectedly. And we actually went very similar to Christy Sherman for our 20-week checkup to find out if we were having a boy or a girl. And we found out at that appointment that our baby no longer had a heartbeat, and scheduled an appointment to go in to deliver a few days later. And as I mentioned, we got our hope box in the hospital while I was in labor. And I almost immediately, like, just reading a note from another Hope Mom and looking all the things in there, I was immediately just touched by the fact that someone had taken the time and put those very specific things in a hope box for someone they may never meet. And just the intentionality of that. And I was already a believer, so but it was still a reminder in a very painful season that God was close and I wasn't alone.
Yeah.
And so within a few weeks of going, losing our son and having his service and all that kind of stuff, one of the things that our local chapter offers is monthly meetup opportunities for moms to come together with other Hope Moms. So usually they're dinners and they're spread throughout the Metroplex. And at that time, we only had one location that was meeting. I went to the dinner in October and I was so nervous to go because I was like, oh gosh, I'm going to go in here and meet these strangers and probably cry and like, talk to them about something really vulnerable and like, you know, like very heartbreaking. But I just knew that it was what I needed to do, that I needed that sense of community that would come from being with people who understood. And there were three other moms at our dinner that night, and we laughed together and cried together and shared our stories about our babies. And I just remember feeling like that was a divine appointment, like that was arranged by God for me to be there and meet those women and share our stories in that time. And I started doing anything and everything. If Hope Mommies was doing it, I was going to be there. So whether it was our monthly dinners or our box gatherings that we hold quarterly, where we make Hope Boxes to distribute to the hospitals throughout the area. One of the other things Hope Mommies offers is a Bible study. We call them Hope Groups. And we have them in person throughout the Metroplex. They also are available online virtually. And we were even doing that before COVID, just because there are so many moms spread across the country and the globe who can't meet in person. There's not a resource locally for them. We did that, and just, again, meeting with other moms. And that's just one of the big things that when we talk about, like, why Hope Mommies is needed. One in four women have experienced child loss, either via miscarriage or stillbirth. And it's lonely, and it's hard, and it's heartbreaking. And I think any family or woman who goes through that needs community and resources and to be connected to the hope of Christ. And so all of the things that we do, whether it's, you know, the Hope Boxes or our online community or our Hope Groups or our annual retreats that we do, meetings with our local chapters and box gatherings, like, all of those things are there as a resource and as a source of community and a place where people have a heart soft enough because they've experienced to embrace that and not shy away from it. Because one of the things that I found in my time as a Hope Mom is that I think other people's grief is really hard for other people to navigate and manage. And I think it's because a lot of times we struggle to navigate our own, let alone someone else's. And so to people who want to help, and they'll say a nice platitude or a thing they've heard a pastor say once, or, you know, God needed another flower for his garden, and like the things people sincerely want to help, but without walking that journey, you just have no idea how empty those words can ring. And so to be with people who understand and who can say, like, I know it's horrible. I know it feels like the pain is going to last forever, but you're not alone. And like Julie said, you don't get over it. You just kind of learn to carry it and move through it. And thankfully, you know, scripture tells us that we don't grieve like those who don't have hope. And so whether you lost your baby at 5 weeks or 20 weeks or after they were a few days old, whenever that is, that there's going to come a day when we're reunited with our Savior and with our children. And it's going to be a glorious, glorious occasion. And I think that's how we give hope, and just letting moms know, like, yeah, you're not alone, and there's something beyond this. And one of the other, you know, the best things that we can really help other moms do is, you know, we encourage them to get involved. I believe, you know, Rick Warren, who said years and years ago, you know, our greatest ministry comes out of our deepest hurt or pain. And I believe that God absolutely did that in my life. Like, one of the best things to help me heal was just spending time with other moms, listening to them, serving them, making Hope Boxes. You know, scripture tells us we will have pain and we will have trouble. But I think that our ministry is so needed, because as long as there are any moms who are having to say goodbye to their babies, we want them to know that they're not alone, that there is hope, and that just because we had to say goodbye for now doesn't mean we have to say goodbye forever.
Yeah.
And that's all because of the promise and the hope we have in Jesus.
Yeah. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. One thing I love about all three of your stories is it just reminds me once again, the redemptive power of God, the redemptive power of the cross.
Amen.
And how even the most horrible situations, God never causes them. God never causes evil, but he sure can take things that are evil. You know, as Joseph said, what you meant for my harm, God has used for good. And so each of you have taken that pain that you have felt and the struggle you've gone through, but you haven't let it sink you. You haven't let it destroy you. And what you're doing now is you're allowing God to redeem it, and you're allowing God to turn that, and so that you can pour into other women.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I've said about Hope Mommies and just our local chapter and group of moms is, you know, that God has revealed to my heart so many times, like, this is how he makes beauty from our ashes. You know, like, just, it is, he is so faithful. And there are people I know from who aren't believers or who have strayed, you know, away from their faith, and who, you know, you just, who look at us like, how can you go on? Because it is hard. And there are days you don't know how you're going to. And I don't want to give the impression at all that, you know, like, it, after going through loss, it was just like, oh, just blessing to blessing to blessing.
Yes. Yeah. You just turned a flip switch. Yeah,
I wrestled with God. And one of the, like I said, the amazing things that Hope Mommies offers is our annual retreat. And I remember the first time I went to our retreat, and just Even though I had faith and I believe that God is good, when you've lost something so valuable, that has, that you, you know, not even that, that you long for so much, but like, just, there's no way to put into words the pain that that is. And we were talking about at retreat how God is our fortress and our stronghold and how he's our deliverer and our protector. And I was like, how can you say you're those things to me when you didn't protect me from this?
Yeah.
When you weren't my safe place from this horrible, horrible pain. Like, and then as you kind of go through grief and you heal and you continue to lean into your faith, even when you have doubts or even when it's hard, that God's continued to show me is that, you know, like, just, there are some things, you know, we're not going to have answers. And one thing I remember that gave me a little bit of peace, just at God kind of telling me, like, is there an answer I could give you that would be a good enough one for you in your flesh?
Yeah.
And
yeah, our perspective is so limited in our little finite human brains.
And so, you know, like, I just kind of switched from asking, like, you know, God, why, into how can you use this for your good? How can I be a vessel to serve in some way, or like I said, to bring hope, to walk alongside someone else, to be the hands and feet of Jesus? And that's another thing I love about our Hope Box gatherings, is that it's just a great opportunity to, whether you've gone through loss or not, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to put something tangible in the hands of someone whose arms are aching and longing for what they can't hold.
Yeah. Let's talk about, go ahead, Julie.
Like Christy and Christy were saying, that we, one day you stand up a little straighter, you carry it, but it never leaves us. Just because we as women do such a phenomenal job of carrying and shouldering all of this on our own, but we're not meant to. So even though I came to Hope Mommies 23 years after losing my daughter, as Christy said, Jesus has used me in ways and my loss that I never could have foreseen.
Yeah.
Two of my family members that mean absolutely the world to me, they've experienced loss. Dear friends of mine have experienced loss. And as I started talking with them, they're like, we never knew. Mm. We never knew that you lost a child. And it's just not something that's been talked about.
Yeah.
And Hope Mommies is that safe place to talk and to celebrate our children that we don't have here to hug.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the box gathering that Christ Fellowship is going to host, and how people who are listening to this podcast can be supportive of that effort. So who wants to talk a little bit about what we're going to do at Christ Fellowship?
I will.
Yay, Christy Sherman.
Yes, I'm excited that Christ Fellowship is willing to host this event, and we are opening it up to all women that have either lost, whether it's recent or whether it's years and years ago. We're also opening it up to women that know somebody that has lost. So if you know a friend or a family member that has lost a child, we would love for you to come and be a part of this box gathering. And it will be on July 20th at Christ Fellowship. And we'll be starting at 8 a.m. and going till we have at least 300 boxes packed is our goal. And you can also, if you can't be there, we would love for you to be able to maybe donate some funds to help with the materials that need to be packed into the boxes. And most of the boxes are going to usually cost about $50 to $60 to fully pack one box. And we are, like I said, our goal is to do 300 for the local hospitals in the area. So we would love for you to come out and join us to be able to, you know, just see what Hope Mommies is all about, and just be able to, if you have lost, possibly be able to say or write your child's name, and share maybe your story as well. We would love to meet you.
Yeah. And I do think many women are walking around like Julie, who they have dealt with this on their own for many, many years, and maybe have never had the opportunity to come around and talk about this with other people. I do want to ask you guys, and I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this, but I'm going to, we'll see how it goes. One thing I always ask people who come on the podcast to share their stories is, what do you wish other people knew? You know, what do you wish people in the church, other Christians, you know, how can we do better? You know, what would you like to tell women, or tell men too, tell the church, how we could be supportive? And I know I'm asking you something, and everybody's story is different. People process grief in different ways. So there's not going to be one right answer, but just, what do you wish people knew?
I think that's a great question, Lisa, and thank you for asking it. I think a big thing is, like, it's okay to say our baby's names. Like, I think sometimes people feel like, oh, well, we don't want to bring it up. Like, we didn't forget we lost our baby.
Yeah.
You're not reminding of something we didn't know. I was actually thinking about, you know, like, for me, your son Angel today, like, that his birthday's coming up, or my someone who was a waiter had that you had your baby's name and it made me think of you. Like, because for us, the memories and someone else saying their name is all we have. There's not going to be a soccer game to go to. There's not going to be kindergarten graduation. Those other little moments aren't there. And so when someone else thinks of your baby and thinks to mention it, don't feel like you can't talk about it with us. We'd actually, for most of us, it gives us an opportunity to share about them and talk about them. So
for me, because I have two amazing boys, I commonly get the question, well, aren't y'all going to try for a girl? And I've now, Hope Mommies has given me the confidence to say I have a daughter and she's in heaven. And people might don't know exactly how to react anymore, but like with Hope Mommies, we did scouts and soccer and baseball and all of those programs with our boys. And you asked what Hope Mommies meant to us, to me. This is a way to honor my daughter like I would have done had she been with us here through dance or soccer or whatever extracurricular activities, math club, I don't know, whatever Jesus
whatever she would have, whatever she's into,
whatever
right?
She would have done. But now I'm able to do it in her honor with Hope Mommies. Wow, and to celebrate beautiful. Her life.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Julie.
I know you and I, Lisa, have talked a little bit about the men.
Yes.
And, yes. You know, guys grieve differently. Guys don't have the full connection as the women do. And so that sometimes can be challenging in your marriage. And yeah, it can be challenging through the grief process. So my husband is a feeler, and he has a lot of emotions, actually usually more than me. but again, with the first one, we did separate in terms of he grieved silently on his own because he wanted to be that strong male for me, and I was for him. So we grieved differently. And then the second and our third loss, we started coming together and having to have those conversations and grieve together and support one another. But a lot of men, and I've talked to many women that have lost over the years, finally opening up and sharing my story, they just sweep it under the rug, or they say, well, we have another one, let's move forward. And what they don't realize is sometimes men don't realize that women need their support, because they may have Mother's Day and be the only child they had was now in heaven. They're still, it's still a celebration for them. Or there's women that I've talked to that every time they have their menstrual cycle, that is so painful because that brings up their loss,
the trauma,
over and over, month after month. So every you know, reacts differently and grieves differently. But the men, whether they're grieving it or whether they've moved past it, they need to support their wives, because the women typically are still having to process it.
it's not, like you guys have said, it's not something that ever goes away. And you probably recognize different aspects to the grief at different seasons of your life. It hits you a little differently as you age, or as your other children age, or And that's probably true of the men as well. So I'm glad you brought that up, Christy, about, you know, men need support as well as they go through this.
Absolutely. And I do think the important part, and, you know, sometimes you just have to sit back and you kind of chuckle of, okay, God, why now? And, you know, if we think back to the sermon that Neil Mackey did this last weekend about patience, and I've wondered since being introduced to Hope Mommy, why 23 years after loss, why was now the right time that Jesus decided this and for me to meet these other incredible moms? And I share it with you that way so that as people are listening to the podcast, it doesn't matter when your loss was.
Yeah.
This organization is for you.
Yeah.
Period. There's no time limit on loss and grief.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to, Christy Wages, why don't you tell us, how can people, listen to this podcast? I mean, we're going to do the box gathering at Christ Fellowship. And if you are, you live in our area, we'd love to see you at that on July 20th. You can find out more information at cfhome.org/events. It's all up on the website. But I know we have listeners who maybe are not in the DFW area. Christy Wages, how could they find out more about Hope Mommies?
Yeah, so you can actually find out more about Hope Mommies as an entire organization at their website, which is hopemommies.org, hopemommies.org. And they have a whole section that just about our ministry, what we do, how we got founded, some of the things we covered on the podcast today. Actually opportunities to find out about where all we have chapters and where they're located, what they have available. And there's also registration for our retreat that happens once a year. There's opportunity to sign up for our hope groups when they're happening online. There's also places to donate. So, you know, if hearing about our ministry and what it does has touched your heart, we'd love for you to donate. You can donate to Hope Mommies nationally. There's also like a drop down box you can donate to chapter. We'd love for you to donate to the Dallas chapter. Like Christy said, hope boxes cost on average about $50 to make, a little more. So we're making 300 of them this month. So that's $15,000. So you guys know that, you know, if we could just do ministry and nothing costs anything and we could just give everything away, that would be amazing. But all the things that we put in those boxes, obviously, require funding. And so God has been so faithful to provide for our chapter. And, but like I said, if, you know, God lays it on your heart, there's a way that you can donate there. And I actually think there's going to be a link for that in the information at the box gathering.
Yes. And actually on our Christ Fellowship, you'll get a link. We want to make it very easy for people to donate.
Awesome. Well, and we have a public page for our local chapter where friends and family can follow and see what we're doing. And it's just Hope Mommies, Dallas chapter. And you can look for it on Facebook. And like I said, if you are a local mom and you want to find more, you can go to our private group. There's some questions to answer because only moms are allowed in that group, because we want it to be a safe place where people can share whatever they need to on their heart. So you can go there as well. To just, like I said, get more information about Hope Mommies in general or just our local chapter.
That's awesome. Well, I'm so glad that Christ Fellowship is going to get involved and partner with you. I'm really grateful to Christy to bringing this to my attention, because I'm wearing my podcast host hat right now, but I'm also the women's pastor. So this is a double thing for me today. And I'm just really, really excited that we're going to do this, because I, like you said earlier, Christy Wages, you said 1 in 4 women, right, have experienced a loss.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of women. And that means there are, you know, hundreds of women associated with Christ Fellowship and, you know, in other churches around our area who have experienced that loss and maybe have never had an opportunity to feel supported in that. Or if you haven't lost, you know, someone who has, whether you know that, whether they've told you that or not.
Yeah.
And so if you do know someone, though, you know, if you're a man listening and you have your wife or your friend or your daughter, your mom, you know, anyone in your life, please let them know about Hope Mommies. And we would love, I know the Christies and Julie would love to support them as they process this and find healing in Jesus. So thank you, ladies, so much for sharing your stories. I so appreciate your vulnerability. I hope it gives people hope, because even though this is a little heavy, we all have the hope of Christ. We all believe with all our hearts that we will see our loved ones that we've lost one day, and that God is going to make all things right. And that is what we cling to. So we always end the podcast in prayer. So I'm going to pray for us. And again, thank you, ladies, for being here.
Thank you for having us, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Father God, we love you. Oh, thank you so much for these women. I thank you for their desire to serve you, to love you, and to do that by loving other women and by supporting other women. Father, I just pray, first of all, that you will continue to bring healing to Christy and Julie and Christy in their own loss. And Lord, I thank you that you have given them the strength and the hope to reach out to other women and to provide them with care in this really, in a really, really difficult season, in a really, really difficult situation. So Father, thank you for your grace that you just pour out and that we have the privilege of then pouring out into others. And Father, I just pray for anyone listening. If this was a hard episode, if this has brought up something deep and painful for you, I pray God's comfort for you right now. And I pray that he will be present with you. And I pray that you will know that there are people here who want to love and support you in your loss. And so, Father, I just pray for all those who lost. I pray, God, that you would give them hope in Jesus. It's in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.